Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon and welcome to another show of the American College Experience. My name is Jason Haynes. I'm the host of this show and also the Chief Executive Officer of our network, the UR Tennis Network. We're so excited if you're listening in today for the first time, we want to welcome you to our network. We have hundreds of shows that you need to catch up on and I'll tell you a little bit about those shows here in just a little bit, but we've been on the air now for over 5 years, and we've been able to hit hundreds of thousands of people. In that time, we've been able to broadcast over 1,000 hours worth of tennis interviews, and each week we try to bring you stories from the tennis world with the personalities in the tennis world that we feel like don't get enough airtime, and sometimes we come on and we don't have much to interview, and this is one of those days. I had head coach Brian Slack from the ASA Academy in New York coming on the air today, but unfortunately he had to check out before the show came on the air, and we'll be interviewing him next week. So sorry about that, but that's the way live radio goes sometimes. Just want to remind you that we do have other shows that do come on the air. On Tuesday, we have Parenting Aces with Lisa Goodman Stone, and she broadcasts out of Atlanta, Georgia. On Wednesday, before I come on the air, we have head coach Chuck Creasy. Chuck broadcasts from the Citadel in South Carolina, and he has American Tennis with Chuck Creasy. You have found my show, The American College Experience, which we delve into all things collegiately related. And then Tuesday we have Dr. Stephen Clark, PhD, and Dr. Stephen interviews West Coast personalities, those personalities that we don't normally get to here in the Central and the East Coast. And then Thursday afternoon, we have John Denise, who does the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association Perspective. And he comes on the air in the afternoon at 4:30 Central Time. So on to the news. There's not a lot of college tennis news that's going on this summer. As many of you know, college tennis coaches are either winding down their tennis camps, taking some vacation time, or right on the verge of getting ready for the fall of 2016-15 season. And the ITA has been busy naming new members to its staff. If you recall, David Benjamin has announced his retirement from the ITA, and he has been replaced by Timothy Russell, who's now the chief executive officer, and so they're filling out their staff. And this week, the ITA named its director of communications, sorry about that, to Dan Johnson. He's set to begin his role August of 2015. Timothy Russell said that one of our top priorities early in my tenure is to create a very high-level communications team as we position college tennis at the forefront of intercollegiate athletics in American sports. I'm thrilled to be adding a seasoned professional with Dan's depth and breadth of experience. Chuck Johnson joins the ITA from the Mountain West Conference, where he served as the Assistant Director of Communications for 3 years. He will partner with Laura Schuessler in the Communications Department. Johnson's responsibilities include overseeing all ITA media initiatives, maintaining the website, providing on-site media coverage at national championship events, and liaising with institutions, conferences, and media outlets. Prior to his time in the Mountain West, Johnson spent 13 years in print journalism, working as a sports editor and writer, collecting a variety of awards, including 2 first-place honors for Best Sports Event Story from the Colorado Press Association. Johnson said that he's very excited to embark on his new career opportunity and work alongside the talented ITA staff. We strive to serve the membership and grow the sport of college tennis. Now, this is outstanding work by the ITA. They've gone and diversified their staff. Before, it was just a couple of people that were able to maintain and run that organization, and my hat's off to David Benjamin and Angel Prinos because they did do an outstanding job. However, it seems like that this new director is recognizing that he cannot do it on his own or with just one person, so he's gone out and hired some top-notch staff to get his house in order. His former supervisor says that Dan is perfect for the position, his passion going above and beyond to tell the on- and off-court stories of the athletes and coaches will be a great addition to the ITA. Remember, the ITA is the governing body of college tennis. It oversees the men's and women's varsity tennis at NCAA Divisions 1, 2, 3, NAI, and junior and community college levels. It administers a comprehensive awards and rankings program for men's and women's varsity players, coaches, and teams of all divisions, providing recognition for their accomplishment both on and off the court. So that's what the ITA has been up to by adding a new member to their staff. The other thing that's been going on is some awards. They recently presented their ITA National College Players of the Year, and also recognize its ITA Meritorious Service Award winner. UCLA's Robin Anderson and Oklahoma's Alex Alvarez-Llamas were honored as the 2015 National College Players of the Year over the weekend as part of the Rolex Hall of Fame Enshrinement Weekend at the International Tennis Hall of Fame in Newport, Rhode Island. Alvarez-Llamas wasn't there to accept the award, but his assistant coach, Bobby Reynolds, was there. David Fish was the honoree for the Emeritus Award, presented by Connect Leadership. The ceremony took place on July 18th at a special awards luncheon prior to the ITH Hall of Fame Enshrinement ceremony. Just so you understand, Robert Anderson posted a 27-3 record this season and was champion of the Riviera ITA All-American Championships in the fall. She was ranked number 2 in the Oracle preseason records and ultimately finished the year ranked number 1 and also previously achieved the number 1 doubles ranking during her junior season. She compiled 7 ITA All-American honors, 4 singles, 3 doubles over her 4 seasons with the Bruins, during which she was also champion of the Southwest Regional Singles and Doubles Championship, the USTA ITA National Indoor Intercollegiate Singles Championship, and was MVP of UCLA's 2014 NCAA Championship team. She helped her team combine to a registered combined wins of 200 combined wins during her collegiate career with a singles record of 127-15 and a 139 mark in doubles. She's one of the most accomplished players of all time there at UCLA, which is pretty good considering the record that UCLA has in the tennis world. The male honoree Alex Alvarez Llamas. Llamas finished the season ranked number one in the Oracle ITA Division I men's singles rankings. It was his junior campaign, and he won the fall Central Regional Singles Championships and later advanced to the quarterfinals of the ITA National Indoor Collegiate Championship. In the spring, Llamas strung together 23 straight dual match victories in singles while helping his team carry the number one ranking for much of the season. He contributed 2 points to Oklahoma's 4-2 win over USC to capture the National Men's Team Indoor Championship, the program's first ever national championship title. He finished the season with the 39-6 singles record and also earned the number 8 doubles ranking with partner Dane Webb. Quite the accomplishments there from a young man. And then there was David Fish. David Fish, who was honored for the ITA Meritorious Service Award. Fish became the head tennis coach of his alma mater in 1976 and has compiled a 645-292-1 record to become the winningest men's coach in Harvard history. He's a steadfast contributor to college tennis, taking on roles with the ITA Board of Directors, the Division I Operating Committee, and the Division I Tennis Committee, beginning in the early 1990s. What Fish is most notable for in the last few years has been the Universal Tennis Rating, or UTR for short, which serves as a pivotal leverage point for improving American tennis. The UTR is an advanced 16-level rating system that provides tennis players worldwide with common language for accurately and objectively identifying their own levels of play. Again, these awards were handed out by Conant Leadership, and the board member, Doug Conant, they have founded it with its mission of championing leadership that works in the 21st century. The ITA has also recently handed out its academic award winners. They have named the 2015 All Academic Teams and ITA Scholar Athlete Award winners. And this goes to Timothy Russell again. He says, as its core, college tennis is about higher education, and our sport has always been a leader when it comes to high-performing scholar athletes. This group here represents the best of the best, as do their coaches who regularly serve as such great teachers and mentors of our lives, or of our sport's finest young people. The ITA All-Academic Team Award is open to any member program that has a cumulative team point grade point average above 3.20 on a 4.0 scale. All eligible student-athletes whose names appear in the NCAA, NAI, or junior college eligibility form and have completed in one or more varsity matches must average into the GPA of the current academic year. In order to earn ITA scholar-athlete status, a player must meet the following criteria: be a varsity letter winner, 2, have a grade point average of at least 3.5 on a 4.0 scale, and 3, been enrolled in the present school for at least 2 semesters, including freshman through senior year. Now, I'm not going to read all the award winners by division, but you can find those on the ITA website. Just want to remind you that the ITA is the governing body of college tennis, promotes both athletic and academic achievements of varsity collegiate tennis players. The ITA is composed of nearly 1,700 men's and women's varsity coaches and 20,000 student athletes from over 1,200 institutions. It has a comprehensive awards program for players and coaches to honor excellence in academics, leadership, sportsmanship, and athletic performance. It annually recognizes over 3,000 student-athletes on an individual and team basis from over 500 different varsity programs. And last from today is the ITA Summer Circuit. And I'm sorry I don't have a lot of information today because there's just not a lot going on out there in the collegiate tennis world. The home stretch of the 2015 ITA Summer Circuit presented by the USTA is here. Just one more weekend left in action before the ITA-USTA National Summer Championships, which takes place from August 8th to the 11th in Bloomington, Indiana. I'll just give you a couple highlights from the last weekend's action. Madison Harrison of Mississippi State followed up her week one title at Florida State, where she knocked off four of the five top seeds by ousting the top two seeds at Alabama to win her second consecutive ITA Summer Circuit event. Harrison played her freshman season at Kansas, but will suit up for the Bulldogs this summer. USC's Zoe Katz entered her junior season with at least two individual circuit titles under her belt, having won the Azusa Pacific women's title, singles title, in both 2014 and again this past weekend. Katz, whose career-high Oracle ITA rankings are number 59 in singles and number 3 in doubles, only dropped one set in six matches. And then finally, Eli and Sophie Whittle won the men's and women's singles championships at UC Davis. Eli will enter his junior season for the Aggies in 2015-2016, while Sophie will take the courts of the freshman campaign for the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Sophie also made the doubles final in Davis, California, losing in a tiebreak. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. That's about all the news that I could muster up for collegiate tennis for this week. And I want to thank you for joining in. Next week we'll have Coach Brian Slack on the air, and he will bring us his team story, both his men's and women's. He was the only dual champion this year in the ITA National Championships, but he will bring us his story and his team story next week. And I want to thank you for listening in today, and go out there and hit some tennis balls if you can. And if not, try to enjoy the inside air conditioner a little bit. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.